Imam Awza'i rahimahullah said, لا تنظر إلى صغر المعصية ولكن انظر إلى عظمة من أصيته. Do not look at what you may term as a minor sin, but look at the fact that you are disobeying such a great and exalted supreme being like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are definitely consequences to sin. Amongst the consequences of sin, number one, أَنَّهَا تُورِثُ الظُّلْ لِصَاحِبِهَا. A person is disgraced. Honor, dignity belongs to Allah. Allah says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمْيَةً. Whoever wants honor, then all honor belongs to Allah alone. Another verse, Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. For Allah is honor and the messenger and the believers. Then Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ سَيَنَالُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَذِلَّةٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Indeed, those who have taken the calf as a means of worship for them, then the anger of Allah will soon engulf them and they will be disgraced in this world. And like that, we recompense, we pay back those that conjecture things. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَجُعِلَ الظُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي. Allah has made it such that those who disobey my instruction, then Allah appoints for them, Allah puts them in a situation of disgrace and humiliation. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah very often make the dua, اللهم عزنا بالطاعة ولا تضلنا بالمعصية. Oh Allah, honor us with your obedience and do not disgrace us with your disobedience. Hasan Basri rahimahullah would very often speak about this, and we make the dua, إِنَّهُ لَا يُذِلُّ مَوَالَيْتْ, that those who are taken into the protection of Allah, that they are never disgraced. They are never disgraced. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke to the Ansar and said, يَا مَعَشَ الْأَنْصَارِ أَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَذَلَّةً أَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَذِلَّةً فَعَزَّكُمُ اللَّهِ. Were you not disgraced and Allah honored you? And they responded by saying, Sadaqallah wa Rasulullah, yes, sir, that is the case. Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahumullah, says, رَأَيْتُ الذُّنُوبَ تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبَ وَقَدْ يُرِثُ الذُّلَّ إِدْمَانُهَا وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ حَيَاةُ الْقُلُوبِ وَخَيْرٌ لِنَفْسِكَ إِسْيَانُهَا. I've seen, رَأَيْتُ الذُّنُوبَ, that sin kills the heart. And it leads to, when you are consistent, when you are always in sin, then it leads to disgrace. And leaving sin will bring your heart to life, and it's better. وَخَيْرٌ لِنَفْسِكَ إِسْيَانُهَا. The best thing to do with your nafs is to disobey it. So the first point and the first consequence of sin is that it leads to disgrace. The second is, أَنَّا تُورِثُ الْوَحْشَ. It creates a barrier between you and your Rabb, between you and mankind. And even if you are in a huge community, if you are surrounded by people, you will find that very strange feeling of loneliness engulf your heart. Ibn Abbas rahim radiyallahu anhu said, "Inna lil hasanati riya'an fil wajh wa nuran fil qalb." وَسِعَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ إِنَّ لِلْحَسَنَةِ. Indeed, in good deeds, there is a radiance on the person's face, and a light in the person's heart, and there is vastness in your sustenance. وَقُوَةً فِي الْبَدَنِ. And you have strength in your body. وَمَحَبَّةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْخَلْقِ. And the entire creation have love for you. That is through good deeds. وَإِنَّ لِلسَّيَّةِ. And for evil deeds, there is Sawadan fil waj, a blackness on the face. Wa dhulmatan fil qabri wal qalb, and darkness in the grave and in the heart. Wa wahnan fil badan, and a weakness in the body. Wa naqsan fil rizq, and deficiency in your sustenance. Wa bughdan fi qulub al khalq, and a hatred amongst people. And this has been recorded in the book Al-Jawab al-Kafi. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu speaking about this. So we see that there are undoubtedly consequences to sin in this world, and the verse of the Quran speaks about this. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, then for that person is a constrained life, and we will raise that person of the Qiyamah blind. And that person will say, Rabbi lima hashartani ama wa qad kuntu basira. O my Rabb, why have you resurrected me blind while I could see in this world? Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. Whoever does good deeds, male or female, while believing in Allah, Allah will grant that person a good life in this world. Another of the consequences of evil deeds is that when evil increases, then it creates, it strengthens your desires and passions. And it creates negligence in the heart. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَخْطَأَ خَطِيَةً نُقِلَتْ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءَ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءُ. When a servant commits a sin, then a black spot comes in his heart. فَإِذَا هُوَ نَزَعَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ وَتَابَ. The person abandons the sin and makes ask for forgiveness and turns to Allah, then the heart is cleansed. وَإِنْ عَادَ زِيدَ فِيهَا. And if the person returns to it, then it increases. حَتَّى تَعْلُوَ قَلْبُهُ, until it engulfs his entire heart. وَهُوَ الرَّعَنُ الَّذِي ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. And that is that ra'an, that rust, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the verses of the Noble Quran. Allah has clearly outlined that ra'an and that darkness that engulfs a person's heart when a person commits excessive sins. So, we've been talking about the consequences of sin. And we spoke about the fact that there are three consequences. In general, when a person commits sin, then Allah says, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. Each one of the previous nations who transgressed, we took them to task. فَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ وَمِنُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. There were those upon whom we sent violent winds. There were those upon whom were gripped with loud screeching noises. There were those who were sucked into the earth. There were those who were drowned in the ocean. And then before you think that this is really an oppressive and transgressive and very tyrannical Allah, Allah then clarifies by saying, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ. Allah did not oppress them in any way. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. They oppressed themselves. They oppressed themselves. And that is the reality of sin. Among the sin, very commonly we talk of kabair and saghair. Allah speaks about this in the Quran and He says, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنَهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you abstain from the major sins which we have prohibited you from, then we will wipe out for you your sins, which then directs us towards the minor sins. And we will enter you into a place of honor. In yet another verse in Surah Najm, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِمُونَ كَبَائِرُ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Who are the chosen servants of Allah? They are those who abstain from the big sins and open immorality except small minor sins. So that is the reference to the major sins. As for the minor sins, there is a narration in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as Sahih al-Muslim, in which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in fact, Ibn Mas'ud says, أَنَّوْ سَأَلَ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which sins are the most grave? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَن تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ, to ascribe a partner with Allah whilst He has created you. And then Ibn Mas'ud said, قُلْتُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ لَعَظِيمٌ, that is undoubtedly grave. قَالَ قُلْتُ ثُمَّ أَيٌّ, thereafter which, and he said, أَن تَقْتُلَ وَلَدَكَ مَخَافَةَ أَن يَطْعَمَ مَعَكَ, to kill your child, fearing that the child will eat alongside you. What beautiful words the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used. That you're going to eat, the child will eat his little bit alongside you, but you fear that that little that the child will consume will put you in poverty. So, to kill the child as a result of that, that is a major sin. Then Ibn Mas'ud said, what after that? And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَنْتُ زَانِيَ بِحَلِيلَةِ جَارِكَ, to commit zina with your neighbor's wife in his absence. Because houses may have been closed and to then exploit the situation. So we have this lackadaisical attitude towards sin. We don't think much of it. And we think when we can accommodate, our deen will accommodate it. As long as I do what is expected of me, it's okay. So we very often, people will do their faraiz and they say, Allah is ghafoor, Allah is raheem. Yes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَشَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ لِمَنْ أَصَّى وَخَالَفَ أَمْرَهُ. However, we should also know that He is also very powerful and mighty and severe and swift in taking punishment from those who disobey Him. And in the verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, that know that Allah is severe in His punishment and He is also forgiving and merciful. So the two qualities go together. And therefore, we should constantly be in an equilibrium between the two qualities. Allah says in Surah Al-Hijr, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّيَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, then inform my servants that I am the most forgiving and most merciful, and that my punishment is the most painful punishment ever. Allah says, warning those who disobey the Nabi, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَن تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, that they should fear those who disobey the instruction, that a fitna, a test may afflict them, or a painful punishment may come upon them. وَتَحْسَبُونَ وَهَيِّنَ وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, you think of it as light, yet it is a major sin by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahumullah, and this is by Sahl ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقِّرَاتِ الظُّنُوبِ, beware of trivializing sin. فَإِنَّمَا مَثَلُ مُحَقِّرَاتِ الظُّنُوبِ كَقَوْمٍ نَزَلُوا بَطْنَ وَادٍ, the similitude of people who undermine sin are like a people who came into a valley. فَجَاءَ ذَا بِعُودٍ وَجَاءَ ذَا بِعُودٍ حَتَّى إِنْ ضَجُوا خُبْزَتَهُمْ وَإِنَّ مُحَقَّرَاتِ الظُّنُوبِ مَتَى يُؤْخَذْ بِهَا صَاحِبُهَا تُهْلِكُهُ, that one flame and another flame until everything is engulfed in that. That is what sin does. That one sin and another sin, and eventually you are then seized by those sins and you destroyed. تُهْلِكُهُ, it will destroy the person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا يَأَدَقُّ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ إِنَّ In fact, this was the statement of Anas radiallahu anhu, that he said that you do actions which you consider to be very trivial in your eyes, lighter than a hair, than a strand of hair. Inna kunna lana'udduha ala ahdi rasulillah min al-mubiqat. We consider this very sins to be in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the mubiqat, those that would destroy a person entirely. That would destroy a person entirely. So we need to realize the consequences of sin, and we need to give up sin. And only when we give up sin will we really be able to achieve closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding.